Welcome to your daily devotional, April 28th. What is that to you? John chapter 21 and verse 22. We'll read John 21, 21 and 22. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." We have a custom at our church in which at every service, one of the men comes up and speaks what we call the communion devotional before the partaking of the Lord's table. A few years back on my appointed day, I chose this text and it was one of the most responded to and commented upon devotionals that I ever preached because it goes right to the heart of the kind of spiritual state one must be in to meet God personally. In the context of our text, Peter has just been restored from his threefold denial of his Lord, and he is already worried about what John is doing. Peter had received forgiveness, and now he was worried that his Christian brother was somehow going to get a better deal from the Lord. The application that we shall expound upon here is that Peter could not mind his own business and spiritual walk before God. The prideful man thinks that he is doing so well with God and possesses such incredibly righteous judgment that others must be evaluated by him. In their case, call to the Lord's special attention, just in case God may have missed some fault in the other man. The busybody woman is comparing herself to others, and so long as she can justify in her own heart that she is somehow doing spiritually better or doing more than another, she too will concern herself with the deservedness of another who is receiving divine blessing and ought to be receiving less blessing than herself, according to her infinite wisdom. When any of us begins to think this way, Jesus asks, "What is that to you? Have you no sin to repent of that you must take Satan's place in prosecuting the sins of others before God?" That, my friends, is a very dangerous place to be. Now, I'm not saying that we should not be discerning of people, but what I am saying is that we should pray the best for people, rejoice in their blessings, and spend a lot more time looking in the mirror than looking around. The more we mature as Christians, the more we recognize our own sinfulness, and the more we see the need for God's grace to remedy our wretched condition day by day. The spiritual man has no time to give God unwelcome aid in evaluating the lives of others. Finally, a warning. If you have read this and are thinking about anyone else but yourself, or you have listened to this and you're thinking about anyone but yourself, you've missed the point. What is that to you? You follow me.